you some menus or just the regular?
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Kia ora, Nat.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you getting on?
I'm pretty good, actually.
Pretty good. Happy bubble in your place?
Yeah, I was really sick last week. And
oh, no.
Last night I started to feel really good. And, full force.
That's nice. What we like, coming back with a bang. What are we talking about today? Citrusy things, is that right?
Yeah, well, I've just got heaps of citrus around at the house at the moment. It's super seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
And I've made a few citrus things this week, so I thought it'd be cool to talk about them.
That sounds great. I'm also very excited about this because I've got a massive bag of limes, which is
like
a huge treat, but I'm not really sure what to do with them, so I'm very keen to hear your advice.
No one has delivered me any limes.
I feel very special.
I thought there might be friends around who were like, hey, I've got a lime tree and it's popping off, here you go, but no
luck.
Not
this season.
So anyone out there?
Tess wants limes. So what are we starting with today, Nat?
Well, let's start with limes.
Cool.
I've got a friend who has a dad who's got a lime orchard, so I've been very well stocked.
Ooh, nice.
And I did this last year, and it made me feel very clever come summertime. I've been juicing the limes and freezing the juice, either in big ice cubes or just in a jar or a container in the freezer, and saving it for summer holidays, like when you actually want to have a really citrusy drink.
Yes. Nice.
And limes are like, I think I saw them at one point like $60 a kilo.
Ooh.
Over Christmas. I know.
So that's a very wise thing. You're saving it for a sunny day.
Yeah, yeah. And it is like a little cup of sunshine. And sometimes when you're, you know, I guess it's great vitamin C this time of year, but you kind of want something warming to drink. But yeah, so I've been doing that, and great for dressings and stuff as well. I also made a lime marmalade.
Ooh.
This week. Do you guys like marmalade?
I love it.
Yeah, awesome. So I really like lime marmalade in particular, because I think it, I don't know, it's got this real lime cordial-y flavour.
Ooh,
it's not as bitter as grapefruit, which I also love. But yeah, I made this one, which was lime and grapefruit, 1 kilo of fruit. So I did kind of one grapefruit, and the rest of the fruit were lime.
Okay.
And you just slice the whole fruit. So there's lots of different ways to make marmalade, but this one is a friend's recipe. Shout out to Richard. So 1 kilo, 1 kilo of fruit just thinly sliced, and then you put 1.1 litre of water. So you do this in a big pot. Don't do it in cast iron. Citrus doesn't like cast iron. And just soak the fruit overnight or for about 8 hours. And then you boil that fruit with the water for about an hour.
The same
while
water
you're sterilizing.
That you soaked it in? Oh, yeah.
And you sterilize your jars in the oven or in boiling water. And once you've kind of boiled the fruit in the water for about an hour, and the peel should be quite soft,
mm-hmm.
You add in 2 kilos of sugar. I did a little bit
nice.
Less. I did 1.7.
This is the thing, like, when you make your own jam or marmalade, you're like, ooh, there's a lot of stuff goes into this.
Yeah, you use it sparingly after that. So I did 1.7 kilos of sugar, worked totally fine. And then you boil that quite rapidly for about 15 to 20 minutes. And pro tip is if you've got a thermometer in your kitchen, great, you can do this. Don't let it boil over 105 degrees, otherwise it starts to kind of go like candy and
get
caramelised sugar flavours, which is kind of nice, but you want that bright citrus flavour.
Yeah, got you.
But, and then you test the marmalade by getting a soup spoon and just kind of dip it into the marmalade and pull it out, let it cool, and see if it's set. And then once you've got a good set kind of jelly consistency on that spoon, take the marmalade off the heat, put it into your sterilised jars and seal them.
Yum.
Super easy.
What a great gift for people as well.
Yeah, so nice to share. And, you know, you can have those limes over the whole year. That made about 8 jars.
Oh, awesome. Nice.
It was pretty good. And the other thing that I made this week was a lemon tart. So good.
Yum.
And my lemon tart kind of failed a bit because I halved the recipe, so don't half the recipe. And sometimes it doesn't work in baking.
Go big or go home.
Just make a big one. Yeah, you'll eat it. You'll get through it. This is a tart recipe that I've used for years, and it's super easy to remember. It's just 1 cup of lemon juice or lime juice, or you could use grapefruit juice. 1 cup of juice, 1 cup of caster sugar, 1 cup of cream, and 4 eggs. So it's like a satisfyingly even recipe as well.
Cool.
And you just bake a sweet pastry crust, blind bake it in the oven for like 10 minutes with weights in it, and then another 10 minutes without the weights. And then you put this lemon juice and cream and egg mixture in and bake for about 30 to 40 minutes on 160.
Do you have to mix that lemon mixture on a stove top first, or is it just straight into the tart?
Just straight into the tart. Yeah, just
nice and easy.
The mixing bowl is so easy. And it only failed me when I tried to half it the one time. But it's super easy, and it's got a really nice, it's very bright citrus flavour. It's not too sweet, which is great.
That sounds great. This is making me really hungry now, I'm not going to lie.
I'm making this lemon tart as soon as I'm home.
Yeah, the lemon tart is so good. And okay, so the next one,
I just had a question quickly. For blind baking pastry, what is your top tip for cupboard staple to do this with?
Full disclosure, I'm a really rubbish baker. it's not my strong suit.
It's not mine either.
Yeah, what I use is some dried chickpeas.
Oh, yeah.
But you could use rice as well, or lentils, just something that's quite cheap. Or you can buy baking weights as well.
And then with whatever you use, you can, this might be a stupid question, but you can't go on then to cook with the thing you've used, right? Because you've baked.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But you can reuse them as blind bakes over and over and over. So I've got these chickpeas that I've had in a jar for well over a year that I just use over and over. So it's really inexpensive, pretty easy. You just let them cool, put them back in the jar, and they're good to go next time you make the tart.
Nice.
So the next thing that I wanted to talk about was actually a beef stew with orange and olives. It's a French recipe. I'm going to murder the name. Veuf à la gardienne. So a gardienne is like a cowboy.
Oh, cool.
I did a bit of research, which is pretty cool. And it's from the Camargue region in France, which is in the south, close to the Mediterranean. It's a stew that, basically, I'll tell you the ingredients. Beef, stewing beef or oxtail, onions, garlic, carrot, lots of red wine, lots of kind of herbs that are like parsley, thyme, tarragon and bay.
Yum.
And then you put the peel of an orange in as well.
Ooh, it's like a mulled wine stew. I'm into it.
Yeah, pretty much, actually. And a whole bunch of olives as well. So it's like salty, and the orange really comes through in the stew, and you kind of cook it low and slow for 3 to 5 hours. Perfect for making if you're stuck at home.
This is nice because I think often citrus we go straight for the sweet options, but it's good to have a big hearty meal with citrus going on in there.
Yeah, and it's just like a subtle hint of orange that is so complimentary, and it's just super beautiful stew. If you Google orange, olive and beef stew, you'll get a whole bunch of hits.
Yum.
It's really good. And traditionally you'd serve it with rice, because rice is also grown in this region, or you can serve it with mashed potatoes, yum, or whatever you fancy, really.
That sounds like some hearty soul food there, Nat.
Yeah, I reckon.
I'm so hungry. Oh, my gosh.
All we've got is dry bread in the BFM offices.
No. And Weet-Bix, I think.
Weet-Bix, some old Weet-Bix.
Yeah. Nat, I promise to bring you guys some marmalade.
Oh, looking forward to it. Nat, I hope that you and your bubble have a nice week. And thank you so much for bringing us some citrus ideas They sound fantastic.
Someone has texted in their hot lemon takes, which I think we should read out. It says, for a lemon tart, best to use proper lemons like Yen Ben. Meyer lemons aren't true lemons.
Ooh, bit of lemon shade going on there.
But they're so juicy, those Meyer lemons. Pretty great.
Yeah. Grizzy's also got a very hot tip, which I appreciate because I would do this. She said, just make sure you put baking paper between your pastry base and the rice. Otherwise, you'll be picking bits of rice out of your pastry. I would do that. So thank you, Grizzy.
I definitely would have done that as well.
That's a great tip.
Definitely do that.
Hey, have a lovely week, Nat. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. See you guys.
See ya.
Yumbo. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.